It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's district attorney announced yesterday that she will not bring charges against a police officer who shot and killed a black man in the city last month. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Say his name!
William DeBose!
Say his name!
William DeBose!
Say his name!
Hundreds of people marched through downtown Denver yesterday evening. They were shouting the name of William DeBose, a 21-year-old black man killed by Denver police in early May. Officers say he pulled a gun on them after speeding and then evading a traffic stop. William's father, Walter DeBose, disputes that. He says his son's gun wasn't pointed at the police.
My son is dead. He was shot to death from running for his life and possibly throwing a gun away.
Denver District Attorney Beth McCann released body camera footage of the incident. It's blurry and dark and difficult to see what happens in the critical few seconds. But Walter DeBose and McCann see two very different things. McCann says it shows that DeBose indeed did point his gun at the officers.
This is a situation where an officer or anyone in that situation has the right to shoot, to use deadly force.
McCann says she understands that protesters do not like her decision. They even came to the front door of her home last week to demand that she file charges.
I support Black Lives Matter and support their right to protest. But I, I'm elected by the people to exercise judgment and thoughtful consideration of all kinds of cases. And I take that very seriously.
That doesn't satisfy DeBose's family. William's wife, Sierra Martinez Griego, says she's been on an emotional roller coaster in the weeks since he died.
Some days I'm expecting him to come back home from a job, and then other days it just really hits me hard. You know, I just realize he's really not coming back.
The DeBose family says they now plan to file a civil lawsuit against the city. They're glad the protests that started weeks ago are bringing more attention to William DeBose's death. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And Morning Edition continues here on CPR News. Facebook rejects a Trump re-election ad, and we'll get more reaction to yesterday's Supreme Court decision on DACA. Denver and Colorado Springs can expect more rain today and a sunny Saturday. This is CPR News.